This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, on this beautiful Palm Sunday morning, I am feeling very hopeful. Recently, we've been tracing Jesus' step up until his crucifixion. I'm reminded as people line the streets to see Jesus enter Jerusalem, waving their palm branches as a sign of hope. But here's where Jesus was right before he traveled to Jerusalem. He was in the town of Bethany, where he had just brought Lazarus back to life. As you may remember, Jesus thought fondly of Lazarus and his two sisters, Mary and Martha. In fact, it'd be accurate to say that they were a very well-liked family throughout the village of Bethany. Therefore, when Lazarus died, most of the town mourned. Because Martha and Mary were so well known and liked, many Jewish people visited their home to comfort them. And on the day the largest crowd visited, Jesus ordered Lazarus to get up from the grave and his life was fully restored. As a result, many Jewish people that day turned to Christ. As I read that, I suddenly understood. It was like when people left their homes that morning, they left with the sole intent of comforting Mary and Martha, and that was it. They didn't realize that that would also be the day that they would ultimately turn to Christ because they had witnessed the restoration of Lazarus' life. This is what makes me so hopeful, because as Christians, we never know what God has in store for us, so we should always remain hopeful. And so let us cling to these words. The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Proverbs 16:9. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, remain hopeful.